Dit op de lijst van Richard Thompson, die inmiddels naast me zit. Good evening, Mr. Thompson.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
Pretty well, thanks.
You just finished your gig somewhere in Holland.
Yeah, well, I just finished in Utrecht.
Yeah.
Playing with Crowded House.
It's very close.
Yeah, it's not too far away.
It's about 20 minutes.
Yeah, half an hour.
But still playing on stage and now suddenly in the radio studio.
Well, we made it. I mean, you know, I thought we were getting very close. We got here about 3 minutes to 11.
Yeah, how was the gig?
It was good. Nice place.
Crowded as well?
Yeah, it's full up. It's sold out.
Well, you're going to play a few songs. You don't have to play them now immediately, but well, we can play a song of Bruce Coburn, for instance, first.
Okay, play a song of Bruce Coburn.
Okay, well, I'm going to do that in Dutch. En die man hebben we ook hier al een keer gehad in de studio voor een 2 meter sessie. En de man die nu naast me zit is Richard Thompson. Een uur geleden zat hier Towns van Zandt en nu Richard Thompson dus. Mr. Thompson, it almost... Or should I say Richard?
Oh, say what you like.
Okay.
I'm very thick-skinned.
It almost looks like if Crowded House and Richard Thompson are a tandem.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true?
Yeah.
But a live tandem, or is it more?
Well, it's just live. I mean, you know, we're on the same record label and we know each other and it's fun to...
But there are a lot of bands on the same record label. Why did you pick out to play with Crowded House? Or is the other way around?
I think they're a great band, actually. I think... you know, as a pure pop group, I think they're about the best around. You know, in the tradition of the Beatles and you know, the Easy Beats and the Left Bank, and you know, just real great straight pop music. They're the best around. They're just fabulous.
And what about their lyrics?
Lyrics are great.
Yeah.
Really good lyrics. You know, it all seems nice on the surface, but underneath it's all this kind of, you know, very dark and kind of guilt laden and stuff. It's a really interesting lyrics. Yeah. They're a good band.
But still, you're the number one on the billing in, well, on the stage. I should almost think that, well, you would like to prefer playing on the next spot instead of the first spot during the evening.
Oh, I see. I don't mind, you know. It's more difficult when it's not your audience, that's for sure, you know. So you have to kind of overcome people's apathy or... disinterest, you know, somehow. So probably if I'm opening, you know, then I have to play a little more up tempo than I normally would, just because, you know, you have to get people's attention.
Okay, how will the style be now? What, during the next 10 minutes?
Incredibly soulful, or something. Well, I'll start with it with a motorcycle song.
Okay. You know,
just because it's there.
A girl could feel special on any such light. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled her on behind and down to Box Hill they'd ride. Says James to Red Molly, is a ring for your right hand, but I tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. But I fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. And now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Thank you. Sergeant McRae. They're taking young James 80 for armed robbery. Shotgun blast in his chest, left nothing inside. Come down Red Mullet to his dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. He said, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Said James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world. It's a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now Northerns and Indians and Greaveses won't do. They don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. Well, he reached for a hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I've got no further use for these. I see angels and aerials in leather and chrome swooping down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and died. And he gave her his Vincent to ride.
We were listening on the radio earlier to Townes Van Zandt, and it was wonderful, and we were trying to figure out how many people were in the studio clapping, and we got it right. We said there was five. You're not supposed to know that. You're supposed to think it's hundreds.
Tons of listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. Hundreds of listeners. Tens of listeners. Somebody requested this one out there in the ozone. Darling, I'm in love with your mind. The way you care for me is so kind. Love to see you again. I wish I had more time. She was laughing as she brushed my cheek. Why don't you call me Angel? Maybe next week. Promise now, cross your heart and hope to die. But I misunderstood. But I misunderstood. But I misunderstood. I thought she was saying good luck. She was saying goodbye. But I misunderstood. But I misunderstood. But I misunderstood. Would shine in her eyes, wire wheels and shimmering things, wild nights when the whole world seemed to fly. She said the thing that's so unique, when we're together we don't have to speak, we'll always be such good friends, you and I. Misunderstood. I thought she Favorieten van de laatste LP Rumor Inside. One of my favorites of your last album. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. Goosebumps. Really. We listened to the list of songs that Mr. Van Zandt took for today, like Elvis Presley, Bob Dylan, Rolling Stones, and Bruce Springsteen. Mm-hmm. You took The Band as one of your first songs, and we played it a few minutes after 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. The next one on the list is the Neville Brothers. Why them?
I think if the band were the great band of the 70s, I think they were, actually, you know, great singers, great instrumentalists, great songs. I think the Neville Brothers are probably the great band of the 80s and 90s.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're the best live band, you know. Phenomenal rhythm section, you know, wonderful singers, you know, good songs.
Yeah.
Kind of iffy guitar player, you know. Apart from that, you know, of all the bands I've seen, you know, you know, in the last 10 years, they're probably the most exciting.
One of the number one musicians in his life, in Mr. Van Zandt's life, mm-hmm. was Hank Williams. Mm. I suppose you're a bit younger than Mr. Van Zandt.
Ooh. Who's to say?
But
let's not go into that.
But
yeah, Hank Williams. Well, I probably didn't hear Hank Williams until about 1966. But then he made a considerable impression on me, and I think a lot of other people. He might be, you know, the greatest songwriter in the English language in this century, you know.
But he's not the most important one for you.
No, but the music I grew up with, you know, which kind of British traditional music, it's very close to country music. Country music is very influenced by Appalachian music, mm-hmm. which was settled by in the Scots and the Irish. And the tunes sound much the same, you know, country tune is, you know, and a Scottish tune is, you know, it's the same difference, you know. So Hank Williams is it's kind of very close to what I know anyway. Yeah.
And well, the music of the Neville Brothers is the, let's call it, perfect melange of everything.
Well, it's a great mixture of styles. New Orleans is the great musical melting pot, so, you know, you have all kinds of things chucked in there. I think, you know, growing up in England, you know, growing up in Northern Europe, I think I'm always conscious of a lack of rhythm, you know, in native British music. You know, you ask British people to clap along, and they clap on the on beat. You know. Da 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 da, da da da, you know. But I think Northern Europeans have to be taught how to swing, you know. The younger people get the idea much quicker, you know, that they know what's hip and cool. But I think, you know, that kind of African influence is very very useful for us Nordic types, you know. So you know, listening to New Orleans music for me is great. You know, I get great ideas musically, you know, and I could put it in with whatever I know.
Yeah, for instance, to Fire on the Bayou.
Okay, I'll do this one. This is a request as well. No, actually, I won't do that one. I'll do that one second. I'll do this one first. Confused? So am I. I feel so good, I'm gonna prick somebody's heart tonight. I feel so good, I'm gonna take someone apart tonight. They put me in jail for my deviant ways 2 years ago.
7 months and 16 days. I'm back on the street in a purple haze. And I feel so good. And I feel so good. I feel so good. I'm gonna break somebody's heart tonight. I feel so good. I'm gonna make somebody's day tonight. So good, I'm gonna make somebody pay tonight. I'm old enough to sin, but I'm too young to vote. Society been dragging on the tail of my coat. But I've got a suitcase full of 50-pound notes and a half-naked woman with a tongue down my throat. And I feel so good.
To come home. you see you're tired of being indoors. What the mess is you're signing that dirty hand of mercy. Well, you sign yours, I sign mine for mercy. You said forever until the end of time. Well, why must I plead you down? To plead with you, darling. I say, why must I plead with you, darling? Oh, it's already mine. I say, why must I plead with you, darling? Oh, it's already mine.
Feels so good, and yeah, I saw you many times on MTV with the video of I Feel So Good.
Oh yeah,
how was that making a video?
It was okay. This one was very easy to make because it was 98% animated.
Uh huh.
So I only had to make a fool of myself at the beginning and the end, which was just fine with me. I just did another one about 3 days ago. I did one in London. For the song I did earlier, Misunderstood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
You remember that one, folks?
Yeah.
And I had to be in the whole of that one. That was much more difficult.
Oh.
You know, I had to stand in the middle of the River Thames, you know, walk on water on the River Thames, and I had to wear a straitjacket. And I had to lie underwater in a bath, you know, for half an hour. It was very entertaining. I hope it turns out well.
Yeah. You know. But is it part of your is it part of your profession as well, or is it something beyond the line?
I don't think it's something that musicians necessarily have any talent for. You know, I think musicians, you know, might be good at being on stage. Musicians don't necessarily make good actors. You know, I mean, just look at Sting. You know. So in this video, I didn't do anything. You know, I just sort of stood there, and then the camera kind of did a lot of stuff moving around. But you know I can't act, so I'm not even going to try.
No.
I think it's dangerous.
But there will be
good,
a video.
How many good actors? Yeah, there will be a video.
There will be a video of me. Of I Miss on
the fellows did the Craze film. That was very good.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They were good, and I think I think Madonna's a good actress. She's a better actress than she is a singer, that's for sure.
Well, they're your words.
Yeah, I'm allowed to say that.
Okay. Well, we have some, let's say, 11 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
It's either Bob Dylan or you.
Bob Dylan, let's hear Bob. Let's give Bob a chance.
Dear old Bob.
Yeah.
And Lily Rosemary, why Dylan?
He's an up-and-coming young singer. I like to give him a break.
And now this is Crowded House, Into Temptation. That's good as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Let's have a listen.
Oh, Moy.
Huh?
Crowded House Into Temptation. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Ja. En nou ja, die ene Bob Dylan, die moeten we dan tot volgende week bewaren, want die duurt 8 minuten en 30 seconden. En daar willen we geen seconde van weggooien. Dus volgende week Bob Dylan en Lily Rosemary. You won't be here next week, won't you?
Next week, of course.
Yeah?
Of course.
Well, again?
Yes, of course.
Here in this very studio.
Absolutely.
No, I just heard you're in Sevilla, in Spain.
Yeah. There's this big guitar festival thing happening.
Well,
we played the band earlier. Robbie Robertson from the band is on the same day as me. I think we have to play together.
It's a nice experience. Could
be interesting. Yeah, and Roger McGuinn as well.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Go there.
I will.
Well, we have some 7 minutes. It's either you or Bruce Coburn.
Oh, it'd be me then. Absolutely. Yeah?
Okay. Well, what song are you going to do?
7 minutes. I might
Okay.
get through two. Let's see. I'll do... I'll do this one because I forget how it goes.
Okay.
So many times I can't count the pieces. Every time you push me down, it seems my strength increases. How many times do you have to cry while people stand there gawking? How many times do you have to fall before you end up walking? I tried to do all prove it, I'm not bluffing. He says a man with nothing to lose, who ends up losing nothing. My head's full of scheming schemes, my tongue's tied up with talking. How many times do you have to fall before you end up walking? I thought my love was strong. I thought I could treat you right. How did I treat you wrong? Won't you even open the door to see the ways I'm walking? How many times do you have to fall before you end up walking? Won't you give me one more chance? I couldn't do no worse. Empty out my heart for you before it has to burst. I'm too hungry not to win, but you're the game I'm stalking. How many times do you have to fall before you end up walking?
It's time for another quick one.
Yeah. Well, near the hour of 12 o'clock, we have a small tune.
So yeah, small tune.
If you can fill it up. Yeah. Dit was Varens Poppodium. Tot volgende week dinsdagavond. Na 12 gaat varen door de Radio 21 met Martin Brouwer. Poppodium wordt gemaakt door Leo Blokker.
It's an Irish tune. Gentleman, he was asking about it.
Richard Thompson. That's right. Dag, wat rustig.